Pastor Ian Gollaher. On today's Short Talk, I want to tell you about my new Bible. Well, it was my birthday and my wife stepped up to buy me a new one, for the old one was really old and beginning to fray. She thought it was time, so we went shopping for a nice new one. We found the perfect Bible, a Cambridge with good clear font on durable thin paper. A half sheet of paper fits inside the covers, which is nice to insert notes or a church bulletin. But I really want to tell you why I bought a King James Version, or an Authorized Version. So stay with me as I give you five solid reasons to stick with the KJV Bible. Well, I must say that I love my new Bible and found it hard to start marking it up for a time, but I do. I highlight and underline and circle things that I notice and will help me find them as I'm rereading or preaching. The first reason to get a KJV is that it's been around for nearly 400 years, since 1611, when it was commissioned by King James. He had nothing to do with its translation, but he did give the Puritans of his day the authority to put it out in his name, to be used in his realm and kingdom. And God has ever blessed it. It is the Bible of reform, revival, and world missions. Only in this last years has it been set aside for a proliferation of other versions, which is sad to me. Secondly, it's the Bible used by our church and denomination in every pulpit and in every meeting. We have no reason to change it and confuse people with any number of Bible versions in pews. When you find the real thing, why throw it away? Thirdly, it's the Bible with all the verses in it. I know that sounds sort of tongue-in-cheek, but it's true. What modern versions have done is to put footnotes in which will say this: oldest manuscripts omit. They don't actually take out the verses or passage referenced, but they may as well have. If you were to take the scissors and cut out all the places where the modern version's footnote with oldest versions omit, you would have a sorry Bible, especially the New Testament. Fourthly, the King James Version is based on a collation principle of majority text or the received text, which was an earlier effort to collate the manuscripts. That means when all available copies of the original scriptures are put together, if there are any differences, choose the pile with the majority of agreement, which in most cases is in the high 90 percentile of agreement. Otherwise, you're being selective and subjective, choosing according to arbitrary criteria. Let's illustrate it this way. If a courtroom was hearing from 100 witnesses about some event and 98 agreed on the details, while 2 disagreed, who would you believe? The 98 witnesses or 2? Of course, you would agree with the 98. To follow the 2 would be the minority principle in Bible collation, whereas to follow the 98 would be the majority principle. The KJV is translated from the received text, which follows the majority method. I have full confidence that it is translated from a faithful and dependable text. Fifthly, its language is beautiful, majestic, reverent, and its prose helps with memorization. Its words just roll off the tongue. Even little children soon get over the these and thous. They only add to the reverence of the Bible and help us handle God's word in awe of a holy God who calls us to worship him in spirit and truth. By the way, the italic shows the reverence which the translators had for the word of God when they italicized any words which were inserted to smooth the reading of a sentence. That's because they believed that every word of God is pure, God breathed and not to be added to nor taken away from. That's why I love my new KJV Bible. You should get one too.